In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. We had a wonderful week, the School of the Holy Spirit. It was wonderful. It's wonderful to be with people that have the same outlook and the same experience as you. They were all baptized in the Holy Spirit. They expected miracles, and miracles came. I told you that a lady came with a wheelchair, and she was told by the doctors she'd never walk again. Well, the poor doctors didn't know any better. She came out of the wheelchair and walked. She even danced. It's amazing. It's amazing what God can do through his people when we are in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. When we are one accord, things begin to happen. Jesus, on the night before he died, prayed that we would be one, as he is one with the Father, and the Father is one with him. And I tell you, we have a church on every corner, and we do not have one accord. We don't have one accord. And within our own Catholic Church, not very many people are in one accord. It's sad, because when we're in one accord, things happen. God does things, and God knows how to do things. Do you know that today? God does things, and God knows how to do things today.
God poured out so mightily on the school. He's going to pour out on you through these testimonies and on the radio broadcast. The week started with, you know, after Mass, the Holy Spirit came upon everyone and holy laughter broke out. And, you know, it was so beautiful. There's 100 people praising Christ. But then after, just saturated with the joy of the Lord. You know, Maria preached and called down the fire. You know, I was one of the catchers, and when everyone she touched, everyone she prayed for, the fire of God filled them, and they were wiped out by the Holy Spirit. They were laying on the ground. We had to catch them. You know, there was angels ministering to them. You know, when we did the healing service on the last day, there were hundreds of people there. And you know, many people were healed of many things throughout the week, throughout that night. But it was just so powerful. There were physical healings, and the healings of the soul were amazing. I've never seen so many people be touched so profoundly by God. I just personally feel in this time, you know, of all this chaos in this world, we're going to find more and more peace within church and within the arms of God. You know, it was in a hotel, but the people of God's church, the presence of God was there. You know, there was an open heaven over the school the whole time we were there. Angels were ascending and descending throughout the school. You know, people receiving visions, impartations of the Lord. But we were all in one accord. There were Catholics. There were also Christians there. You know, one of the speakers was a Christian, and he had the most powerful testimony. You know, he had an encounter with God. He never heard. He grew up in the South with the church on every corner, but he never heard about God his whole life until he took an overdose on a drug addiction. The doctors marked him dead until he had an encounter with the Lord, to the point where he was fully healed in 1 second when his whole body was shutting down. The doctors didn't know what to do, so they asked him to leave because they were freaked out, you know. They only know what they know. But when you're Christian, you're infused with supernatural knowledge. When you have the knowledge of Jesus, you know all the knowledge of the world, all the knowledge, any other knowledge needs to become subservient to the knowledge of Christ. So yeah, the love of God was pouring out. It's, the love of God's going to pour out on you today. While I was driving here, I asked the Lord, what do you have for everyone? What do you have for all the listeners today? And he spoke of the love of God. And truly, the love of God is needed today more than ever. And it was just so imparted at the school because the love of God drives out all fear. And right now, it was just so nice to be in a safe haven of a week of just everyone, you know, not being moved by the world, but being moved by the Holy Spirit and the movements of God. And that's how God wants you to live your life. So we just bless you today.
That's how God wants you to live your life, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of God. Oh, yes. It's wonderful to get together. It's wonderful to get together, but we have to come home and face everything that we faced in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I've had people calling me on the telephone with needing to be prayed with, especially for cancer. And I pray with them in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. I pray with them because they need someone to pray with them. Every one of us called to pray with people. Every one of us are called to pray with people and to pray with people with power. With power. Not only to pray words, but that there be the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of God. Just yesterday, a woman came to me. I've been praying with her for cancer, and she has good reports. She was 100% better yesterday in her head, 100% better. I said to her, "You're 100% better." She says, "I don't feel it." I said, "But you are. You've made a 180-degree turnaround. Jesus is working in your life. Jesus is working in your life." She says that the doctors don't know why the tumors are shrunk that much. She says, "I have a secret weapon, and the secret weapon is prayer." Oh, yes. This is God moving in his people. This is God moving in his people. When we went to pray with people, I prayed with people's backs, and they were healed. I prayed with people's necks, and they were healed. Oh, yes, there was one man that I said, "What's wrong with your stomach?" And he told me. I had no idea about that. It was God who revealed that to me. So I prayed with him. There was one man who left, not Catholic, who left and said, "My life was changed over this week. My life was changed. Well, I hope he comes back to the Eucharist." You see, we have the secret weapon too. The Eucharist is the secret weapon. And God wants to show us how he wants to work with us and through us eucharistically. I'm telling Jesus, or asking Jesus, "I want to know the power of the Blessed Sacrament. I want to know the power of Jesus as Eucharist. I want to know the power so that I can pray with people and believe they're going to be healed." When I came back to the house in Quincy, a lady greeted me. She said, "22 years ago, you prayed for my back, and it's still healed." I said, "Isn't that wonderful, 22 years ago?" She said, "I met you 22 years ago, and you prayed for my back, and it's still healed." I tell you, God knows how to do things. We just need to be at one accord with each other in the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, Pentecost came when they were in one accord with each other and with the Lord, one accord, same heart, same spirit. You see, some people think, "I want a bigger piece of Jesus." Jesus is not a chocolate cake. He gives us himself without limit. That's what the scripture says. He gives us the Holy Spirit without limit. You better believe that. You say, "But I don't feel it." I tell you, whether you feel it or not, it's true. It's true anyway. How do I go about ministering to people? You listen to them first and then say, I'd like to pray with you. And they might say, no. So you've done your job. They might say, yes. You tell them to close their eyes and not to think, and you pray with them in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we need a move of God. We need a move of God. I've been asking the Lord for a move of God that would tell people that Jesus is wonderful, that Jesus is wonderful, that Jesus is wonderful, that Jesus is wonderful.
He absolutely is wonderful. Father Tom, during one of his homilies, says something that really registered to me. But he said, you know, a lot of people are afraid of the Holy Spirit, even within the church. And when we don't understand why, he said, it's because once you receive the Holy Spirit, it takes you to the foot of the cross. But that takes you to a place of surrender. And, you know, we all want to control our own lives. It's just human nature to want to control. But at the School of the Holy Spirit, we're taught to give up that control and let the Holy Spirit control us. Because, you know, we can't control the Holy Spirit. And if we want to see miracles, signs, and wonders done in our lives through us, we can't quench the Holy Spirit. We can't try to put the Holy Spirit into a box, into a formula, you know, even into a theology. The Holy Spirit moves in power. And the thing is, you've all received it at your baptism. You can receive words of knowledge from God. You know, do you know that everything that comes is from God? You know, once your mind has been restored, you can understand that even your thoughts come from God. So you might not hear the audible words of God, but you may be talking to someone, and the Holy Spirit's a genius. He might give you a thought, a vision. The Holy Spirit and God is always trying to communicate with you. You know, we were created by God to live in communion with God. God wants to be involved in every little aspect of your life. He just wants you to let him in. You know, and we're called to be evangelizing every moment of our life. First by our demeanor, you know. You just want to let your light shine bright so people look at you and want what you have. They might not know what you have, but they'll see a light in your eyes. You know, we're walking by the... He works there. He's the works at the front desk, Gee. And we prayed for him last year, and this year we prayed for Gee again, and he renounced Hinduism, and he renounced, you know, anything occult his ancestors did, and we prayed that he gave his life to Jesus and he received the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit and the fire of God came upon him in such a powerful way. When we laid hands on him, he couldn't stand up. He fell to the ground. And he said he never felt such peace in his life. He was totally filled. You know, it was later at night, but we prayed for him in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And after he prayed and after God touched him, he kneeled in front of Jesus in the form of the Eucharist. And he spoke to Jesus. And he spoke out what he wanted for his life. You know, what his dreams, what his visions were. Because the desires of your heart are put there from God. Everything good in your life is given to you by the Lord. And you know, he was really touched. We saw him the next day. He actually volunteered just to stay, you know, in the presence of the people at the school. He worked 24 hours straight. But the glory of God was on his face, and he was shining bright. You know, and he's going to be a testimony to all his co-workers, to everyone. There are many people at the hotel that had divine appointments. You know, I brought a few, and I'm sure many other people We just brought him into the glory. We told him that, you know, God chose today for them to receive salvation. And like Father Tom said, we just prayed for them. Because only God can change hearts. And you know, they were all touched, just like you're being touched right now. You know, it's only the love of God that drives people to a true repentance. It's only the love of God that converts people and changes their hearts. It's only the love of God that drives out fear, and the love of God is what heals. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask for you to rain down the love of God upon everyone who's listening. You know, if you don't have anyone to pray for you, it's okay. Me and Father Tom will pray for you. And we just pray that the glory of God, in which all healings are possible, in the love of God, which is why you were created to be filled with, just saturates and pours out on you now, like you never had before. And you know, your only job as a Christian, your number one job, I should say, is to just receive God's love. You know, on the cross it was finished. We enforce healing in the name of Jesus. But we receive the love of Jesus by opening up and receiving all he done for you on that cross.
The love of God is being poured out by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is being poured out now by the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, the atmosphere is changing by the power of grace, by the power of his cross, by the power of his blood. The love of God is being poured out now by the Holy Spirit to heal stomachs again in the name of Jesus, to heal backs today in the name of Jesus. I remember a long time ago, there was a little young man, he might have been 12 or 14, and he had scoliosis, curvature of the spine. We prayed with him, and guess what? There was no more curvature. He was absolutely healed. His mother wanted him to testify, but he was too shy to testify, so his mother testified. I tell you, these are the things that happen when we are in the Holy Spirit. I was told just the other day that I prayed with an Irishman that thought he had cancer. When he went to be checked, there was no cancer. I said, that's wonderful. He's bringing someone to us because he felt that he was healed. And so he's bringing someone with cancer to us. You see, this is the way it is. We want to be like the four young men on the roof that lower the paralytic in front of Jesus. We want to bring people to Jesus, not to me, but to Jesus. Oh, yes, that's what we need to do. And the scripture said Jesus saw their faith, the faith of the four people that let it down in front of Jesus. And he said, your sins are forgiven. Well, the holy people thought, this is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but only God? That's right. He is true God and true man. Oh, yes, that's right. And he said, what is it easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk. But that you might know that God forgives sins, get up and walk. And he came walking in the name of Jesus. I tell you, these are the things should be happening in every church, because we have the Eucharist, we have the Word of God, we have the Holy Spirit. But you say, my church doesn't talk like you, then you need to pray. I don't want them to talk like me. I want them to talk like Jesus. That's what I want them to do, to talk like Jesus. And you pray for your pastors. You pray for them. We just had the feast of John Vianney, the one who is our patron as priests. John Vianney, his name is John Mary Vianney. How we need the intercession of the saints, how we need the intercession of each other when we go and pray, how the love of God changes us in the name of Jesus. Father, pour out your love through the Holy Spirit. Pour it out today that people will know that they're saved, that people will know that they're healed. Move your neck now, who have problems with necks. Move it in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. Move your back now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Move your back now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is being poured out upon you through the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. People say, no one talks about the Holy Spirit. I tell you, if you're not telling about the Holy Spirit, nothing's happening. Because it's through him we are forgiven. It's through him that miracles come. It's through him that Jesus is made our contemporary by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. God is pure light. You will never even find a trace of darkness in him. In the Holy Spirit, in God, in Jesus, there is no pain. There is no sickness. There is no struggle. There is no darkness. And we just pray that the light of God drives out all darkness in him. You know, the light of God, sometimes at the school of the Holy Spirit, when a dark area in your life gets illuminated by God, it might be scary for a second. I think God's telling me he's showing you areas in your life that you haven't given over to him completely. And there might be a little anxiety with it, but just give it over to him. Because in the glory of God, in the presence of God, you know, anything is possible, but it comes with surrender. So God wants, all he wants from you is everything. There's a realm of glory that I was experienced at the school of the Holy Spirit that I could hear coming through I could feel tangibly as Father Tom was talking, in which are, you know, we just become healed. We receive impartations and we receive healings that maybe our mind might not even conceive. But all of a sudden your body, the aches and pains goes away. You know, like Father Tom was saying with the, you know, the paralytic man, it's about, do we have the faith to receive him today? Today, do you know that God wants to do everything for you, in you, and through you? And all he needs is your yes. You know, all he needs you to receive is his goodness. He already did everything he's going to do for you. He did it all on the cross. Now it's just about us walking out in his power. You know, we need today in this world, we need Christians with power. You know, why? I don't know what, why am I, and I speak for myself too. You know, there's many people during the COVID, everything. Why aren't Christians just going to the hospital and healing people in the name of Jesus? Asserting the power. We need this supernatural faith. You know, everyone in this world, all your friends, they're just looking for power right now. But I saw it at the school, and I've seen on the streets, and Jesus has showed me all power is in Christ, and all power has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. So in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, we break every assignment of the enemy in Jesus' name. You know, in the name of Jesus, we ask to pour out the Father's love. And in the name of Jesus, we ask that you become fulfilled. Because the only way you can be fulfilled in this life is to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. The only way to do that is surrender.
Surrender what? Surrender my life. My life is not my own. I gave it away to Jesus in 1968. And I said to him, Lord, if I pull away, let me know it. Let me know it. Because I need to know it. I want my life in your hands. You say, but you're a priest. I did this when I was a layman. So it had nothing to do with being a priest. I gave my life to Jesus in 1968. And you know what? He took it. Oh, yes, he took it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. He took it. And he sends his Holy Spirit upon us to do the things that Jesus did, and even greater. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The love of God is being poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit. Right now, there's been a change in the atmosphere by the grace of the living God. Know that and take it in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.